Hello and welcome to another episode of the FOMOcast. I'm Chris here with Tim. Say hello, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
We got a normal week of regular stuff and then a lot of stuff in the Disney Parks files, but we're going to jump right into it. We're going to start off with, the new Super Mario, they're doing a second Super Mario Brothers movie. It's going to be coming to theaters in April of 2026. So more than likely they started working on it as soon as the other one finished. But I did see rumors that it's not going to focus on Mario. There's going to be a different following in this new movie. Obviously, I believe the same characters are going to reprise their roles, but I wanted to put it out there because we are getting a lot of info of stuff that's coming, really for the next, probably what, like 3 years, we're almost set on some stuff.
Right. Well, especially stuff that takes a while to do, like Mario Brothers and whatnot, not just something like a normal movie that takes, you know, 12-ish months or something, and then editing, right. And from, you know, start filming to releasing is, you know, 18 months or so.
Right.
These take a little bit longer.
Up to 4 years sometimes, depending on how deep the graphics and everything goes. So,
exactly.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's basically 2 years from now we're looking to get a release. And so they probably have been working on it since the other one was released, because a lot of times they could use that stuff for other, it doesn't have to be for a movie. So they were probably hoping to get it done and they did it. So, next, this one is weird. So Marvel has fired X-Men 97 creator and producer, Bo DeMeo. They actually fired him the day before the premiere. So they were supposed to have the red carpet thing today, I believe. And we're recording this on the 14th. It drops the 20th, but they legit canned him. And there's I haven't seen a single thing about why they let him go. People were saying, that's super weird because they're we can't figure out why. You know what I mean?
Right. There's got to be something there.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Especially some people are saying that
some people are saying that he's difficult to work with. And they say they've heard less than savory things about him as well.
But if that's the case, I mean, don't you do your vetting before you have the guy come on?
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. A lot of times people all of a sudden, they don't believe it. So there is past rumors. He worked on The Witcher, so that actual live action show on Netflix. And the rumors are is that's where people heard he was abusive to people on there. So more than likely he hit it big. One of the shows was his first big show on his own. And then he does this one. And then that's basically what happened was is you do a couple, you get big, and then your abuses start to come to light. So it's not 100%. I mean, I don't know if that's the truth or not. I haven't seen anything contrary to it so far. But no one will say anything because you don't. Ironically enough, for Hollywood, even though someone may be a bad person, they do tend to not want to be the person who ruined someone's career. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So they are kind of we're gonna let it go and see. So, I mean, we will see how that goes, but I don't think we'll hear anything unless it's a Jonathan Majors situation and all of a sudden you get, seven different people coming out saying the same thing and then trying to figure out, well, what are we gonna do, this is a big one. So it is kind of crazy because it comes out next week. Maybe this is a gimmick to get people to watch more of it. I don't know. But I've heard all the previews people have been saying is that this is the best animated show Disney Plus has ever done. So we'll see what happens. The next one, this is insane. So Marvel has the new show coming out, which is called Agatha. It was called numerous things before. It was called Agatha Harkness something, and it was Coven of Chaos, And then now it's just Agatha. And what the funny part is so it was Darkhold Diaries then, and it has been changed because the rumor is that it's just legitimately like a joke. Like, they're not doing it seriously. Like, it's because the joke was in WandaVision, you didn't watch that, Tim, is mm-hmm. at the very end of the last episode, it was like, it was Agatha all along. And it was like a sitcom type thingy. Like, and then it flashes back and showing how she created all the problems. And they're basically, the rumor is they kept changing the title to make it like the show. So it was changing the title from Agatha Harkness this, Agatha that, and then it just Agatha after all. So I don't even know that it's supposed to come out this year. It doesn't say when though. So yeah. We also got Marvel news in that Shang-Chi 2 will reportedly start filming in 2025, and it's going to feature the time travel and Iron Fist. They haven't confirmed who it is yet because they are bringing some of the Netflix people back. So, and we don't know if they'll bring the Netflix one over. But he will also be, whoever is playing the Iron Fist in this will also appear in the Eyes of Wakanda series, which is supposed to be another live action series they're doing. That's going to like be like the aftermath of everything that happened in Wakanda Forever. So Venom 3 gets a new title of Venom The Last Dance and will open 2 weeks early on October 25th. Everyone should be stoked for that because that one was rumored to be basically almost done a little bit ago. Like, they had everything lined up. Everything was good to go. And then with the Spider-Man issues they've been having kind of thing, it's been interesting to see. But I'm excited for it. I love the second one. Third one will hopefully be just as good. I think you would like Venom, personally. I think you would like Venom.
Yeah, and I remember growing up with Venom as well. It's kind of when I, not necessarily was like into comics, but remembering that was kind of like the first one on it as far as like a evil character type deal. So, and I thought it was cool with just how he was portrayed, like his his look,
yeah,
was pretty cool. So
that's the second comic I ever got. The first one was X-Force with Cable, and it had a reflective, I'll never forget this, I think it was a reflective little badge on top of the Marvel logo because it was like 25 years of Marvel, so it was like a hologram. And then I had a Venom one where he's jumping across the front of it. I loved it. Same here.
That's cool.
So excited for that. We did get the first official full trailer for the upcoming TV series Fallout, along with confirmation that all episodes from season one will be available when it premieres on April 11th on Prime. It does look pretty awesome. It's got Walter Goggins in it, so I'll watch anything with Walter Goggins. I'm sorry. He's the man. I'll watch him in everything. So, I really, really like Walter Goggins and everything he does. And this one looks like it's sticking pretty true to the video games, which a lot of these ones are not doing. I'm watching Halo right now, and a lot of people are mad about it because they're saying that he keeps taking his helmet off, stuff like that. So this one looks like it stays close to it. Excited for that. The Batman Part 2, the Robert Pattinson version, is getting a big delay. It means it will release close to 5 years after the original movie. It will not come out until 2025 or 2026. It was supposed to release next year, but now it's got some more delays. So I think they're playing it safe with this one because they have the Penguin show coming out, and I think that buys them some time. You know, like if you really like a movie and they have a show about it and it kind of interludes, it gives you a little bit of time. So I think they're okay with that. This one was not a shocker. Everyone seems like shocked by it, but Neve Campbell is going to return from Scream 7 as Sydney Prescott, with Kevin Williamson directing the upcoming sequel. So for those that don't know, One of the actresses made some comments about Palestine. Didn't seem too crazy. I don't pick a side. I'm not going to say anything about it politically wise, but she was fired from the franchise over her comments made. And because of that, they lost her and who's the girl from Jenna Ortega. She played her sister in the last movie. They lost both of them. And it's ironic because the last movie, Neve Campbell didn't show up. She actually left the project because they said they couldn't afford her. So it's ironic that they're having to scramble and eat crow because they have no one else to revive the franchise again. So they're going back to who started it all. And now right. they have to pay her, which is kind yeah. of a it's kind of a disgrace.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's well, sad. She's laughing all the way to the bank, though.
She is. So it is what it is. Shrek 2 is returning to theaters for its 20th anniversary. That's crazy. Shrek 2's been out 20 years. Man.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And that's what the article says. Like, don't you feel old? I'm like, actually, I do.
And it's the second one. I remember the first one like it was yesterday.
Yep. Yep. Shrek 2. Hold wait. Shrek was released in April 2001.
And it would have been released sooner, but Chris Farley passed away, and he had recorded,
yep.
I think, like 90% of the dialogue.
Yeah, I'd say almost everything, yep. And then Shrek 2 was May of 2004, obviously.
And I believe they're probably doing this because of the popularity of Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda took Dune 2 out of the box office, and I think partially it has to do with the fact that that migration movie just kept staying in the theater. And that's the only thing that's in there for kids now is Kung Fu Panda 2. And you also had Jack Black doing parody songs and singing covers of songs promoting Kung Fu Panda 2.
Right. I was saying that's the thing, too, is you have Jack Black who knows how to promote anything and everything. And he's a good actor, musician, you know, all around. So, like you said, doing the parodies and whatnot, he can do it. And
Shrek 2's going to capitalize like now. Yeah, Shrek 2's going to capitalize because it's another kids movie that they need. And I'm sure they probably have digitally enhanced it and whatnot. Also, shout out to Tenacious D, who apparently will be releasing another album soon. So, yeah. Awesome for
when,
that.
Did it say when? Oh, there it is. Multi-genre films coming back in cinemas in the U.S. for 1 week starting April 12th. So a little after spring break. So I guess not going to capitalize on that.
Yeah.
But still, you know, go and see it on the big screen.
I mean, I don't even know. Like, I don't know how spring break movies work. I know how other holidays they want to do it, but maybe they assume spring break it probably would break movie theaters because you'd have a bunch of parents just dropping off a bunch of kids to go see Shrek 2.
Right. Well, and the thing is depending on when your spring break is.
True.
Some of them are the week before Easter. There's a couple that are the week after Easter. And I know a school down here. Or a friend's wife is a librarian at, and theirs is 2 weeks before Easter. So it'd be like next week is their spring break.
That's crazy.
So, but like she says, it's awesome because like nobody really has it that early. So if you're going anywhere, you still get the cheaper pricing and not that many people there. But, you know, then again is, and she's in a school district, obviously, if her grandkid, because her kids are all grown up and have kids, but like she says, if her grandkid wasn't in school yet, but doesn't have the same schedule, then it's like, well, I can't even take my grandkid anywhere.
Yeah. It was, I know Epcot, I saw was packed the day because they have schools on spring break right now. So.
Yeah, theirs is just a little different than ours.
It's different. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how well this does for that. We'll check back in with it. That'll be pretty cool to see. Yeah. On to the gaming pile. First thing we got is Fortnite Festival is getting an unexpected crossover with Fender Guitar. They're capitalizing off of this Fortnite. It's insane. how much the Fortnite Festival.
And it's like not like play Fender guitars, like the legit Fender guitars.
Right.
Yeah, they'll be available to purchase actually yesterday, so they're already out on that. And it's like I said, it's not the fake, you know, Rock Band guitar or anything like that. It's real. They'll have a guitar and a bass guitar on it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I will say, I have a feeling part of the reason why they're doing this is because, I'm not going to lie, so for those that don't know, Tim and I, like, we do play Call of Duty, but usually it's later at night when we know the kids aren't going to wake back up so that our wives aren't stuck with the kids by themselves. But if we want to play, like, during the day, the Fortnite Festival is a great one because you can just bail. It's not going to hurt your KD. It's just fun playing the music. And then you can bail whenever you want. You don't have to worry about anything. So
right.
I know people do miss Rock Band and Guitar Hero. Right. There's a reason why they still have a Guitar Hero arcade game at Dave & Buster's and John's Incredible Pizza, because it draws people in. So
right. Well, and the thing is you're probably not – the people that want to play the Rock Bands and whatnot probably don't have the disposable income to buy that, because you got to buy the game, then you got to buy the instruments and everything like that. Where on, like you said, John's Incredible Pizza, hey, swipe my card for a couple bucks. Yeah, I could play it. And if I play one song, so I'll play multiple songs, hey, I could do that. Or with, like I said, with this Fortnite's a free game. So you go in there and play it for free. You don't need to have the instruments. And then with them having instruments that you can't, or compatible instruments that you can play, well, there you go. And then, like you said, you could bounce at any time and it'd be good. So it's like they're capitalizing on it, but not necessarily, you know, it's in... almost like an add-on to the game, which is essentially what it is. So it's not a complete game itself.
Yeah, it's, and that's what I think that's the, everything is going to, because, like, you know, Prop Hunt has been like the most popular thing that you see on TikTok and Facebook and YouTube all the time now, because it's just a fun little side thingy where you're not focusing on an objective. And you know, me and Tim play Call of Duty, and there'll be times where we'll just stop because we've maxed everything out. The season's over. We can't get any more XP. So it's kind of like, well, let's just, you know, whatever, no more doing it. There was a time, I think it was the first season on the new map, where Tim legitimately was like, I have all my guns maxed out. I can't do anything else. This is boring. And we didn't play for a couple months.
Right. Exactly.
So doing this adds a little, you know, bonus to it. And then we also got WWE 2K24 has confirmed more DLC characters. They do have on the cover of the game, I think it's what's her face, last name Ripley. I don't follow it too closely anymore, but it's female on the cover. She did see it. I saw her. She's actually the one that the movie Fighting With My Family is based off of. And this game is going to be rough. They're having to add a lot of extra DLC because of the whole Vince McMahon drama
because, there, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, he's being removed from the game partially. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and something like that, it's going to hurt, especially if you have to do removals from the game, which means you have to put more into it.
Well, but, mostly you have just removed is they have live, like, real footage in the game that...
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, they cut from actual shows, and so they've been editing that out.
Right, yeah. So on the DLC, it's going to have AJ Hawk, Boston Connor, Darius Butler, Ty Schmidt, and Pat McAfee on it. And Pat McAfee headlining that. So
Pat McAfee!
So that's going to be pretty cool. It's just like... In PGA 2K23, where they had the Barstool foreplay guys in it, and then they had Nade Shot, Michael Jordan, you know, all of that in it. So it's cool that you have these other characters that have become kind of synonymous with, you know, the WWE or golf, but aren't necessarily players themselves, right. Especially now with social media, podcasts, and everything like that, can get into a game and players could play. I mean, yeah, and players of the game could play them, and they may have gotten exposed to it through that aspect of it, not necessarily through the athletes.
Yeah, and what's really cool to me is, like, I remember when we were younger, the big one was Dennis Rodman tag teamed with somebody against Karl Malone and somebody. And that was like, you know, Karl Malone, I was like, what the heck? You know, and now they're doing it more often. And, you know, the big thing right now is KSI and Logan Paul. So Logan Paul will go out there with KSI, and KSI will get smacked around, and it's cool. I'm excited for Pat McAfee to be on that game. I'll have to watch some footage of it. I don't play that game anymore, so I'll have to watch through there.
Right.
On to other amusement parks. As we spoke about, Kung Fu Panda 4 is a huge, huge deal right now, and there will be a limited time Kung Fu Panda 4 Poe meet and greet at Universal Studios Hollywood. Now, on something like this, you know, Disney does the same thing every once in a while. How much do you think those costumes cost to make for the meet and greets?
Yeah, I don't.
That's got to be at least 10 grand.
Right. And the thing is how much use do they get out of it?
Right. It says limited time meet and greet. Now, like, yeah. are they going to do like, I mean, California Adventure, for the longest time, you went to that Visa Lounge, Chase Lounge, or whatever it is, and you met Stitch. And, right. Like, that's the only place you could meet Stitch. And then they did Big Hero 6 Baymax for a while. And now, because the land is Big Hero 6, they don't do that. But it'd be interesting to see. Because if they could actually prove, like, maybe they see something we don't. Like, they've looked at their numbers, and attendance goes up dramatically when they bring in a new character like this. I don't know.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is, like I said, if they make the costume and, hey, we're going to have it at Universal Hollywood. Oh, it went well. Now ship the costume to Florida. Do it over there, yeah. And then start shipping it to the other parks, because it's going to be the stature of that character is going to have to be the same size across, you know, everywhere, where you couldn't make one smaller, one taller, or whatnot. It's just like the Baymax or any of those costume. Obviously, face characters are different, because you kind of, most of them are plus or minus a couple inches. It's not like you're gonna have a 6'5" Belle and then a 5'6" Belle the next day or something like that.
Right.
So I don't know.
It'd be cool to see. I'll have to look at the videos of the kids meeting them, because I think it's pretty cool to meet Poe.
Right.
On to our Disney pile. First of all, Disney Experiences announces details for a 10-year, $60 billion parks investment. They did lay out all the areas that are available to them to build stuff on currently. And I do know that they're still petitioning the city, right, for that other plot of land they want to buy.
They had an initial vote earlier this week, and we'll get to it on how it went, but it's okay. a lot of baby steps,
but they did show what they currently own and they could actually utilize today. And I was right. Part of it is one of the cast member parking lots, because that's what they first did for other stuff. They took away the cast member parking lot, built something in it. So it's not a shocker. But it is exciting, because here's the thing. People think, oh my gosh, $60 billion. That's over 10 years. That's $6 billion a year. They make more than that a quarter.
Right.
Almost. So
right, exactly.
They probably make triple what they're going to be, way more than that. In parks alone, they probably make double a year what they're putting into the park in the year. So,
right.
Obviously, it is exciting, because we're going to get certain things, and we'll see how that goes.
Right. And the nice thing is they said half of it will be going to theme parks and resorts. So $30 billion of it, which, I mean, is kind of mostly what they are, but you have the cruises, right, and everything else as well. So yep, there you go.
And speaking of cruises, Marvel Day at Sea is returning to Disney Cruise Lines in 2025. I didn't even know they got rid of it, but so I know Star Wars Day at Sea got returned this year, I believe.
Yeah, I think they're just slowly rolling everything back out that they did before after
COVID
and everything.
Because you got to think, but they got to get a lot of workers that are able to do a lot of stuff, because a lot of
face characters. That's the thing. You got to hire everyone back for it.
And not to be racist or anything, but they have to be country appropriate, because they're very specific about what they do. Like Tim said, they measure you, they weigh you, they do everything, because the costumes have to fit you perfectly. So
right. And I mean, and it says in the thing, you know, searching for someone between, you know, 5'7" and 5'9" type deal. You know, they tell you exactly what it is going into it. Because like you said, there's a specific type of character that you're portraying.
And they have to have it be someone who's willing to be at sea, too. And there's all these horror TikToks coming out about how bad it is to work for cruise lines. So, you know, that's probably part of it, too. And Disney Cruise Line shares Lookout K at Lighthouse Point Construction updates. I know a lot of people have been trying to rush it. They want to hurry up and get that stuff done, because the other one's Cast. I can't remember the other one. They have the island.
Castaway K. Yeah.
So this is another addition to it. And like, people don't know, only Disney goes there. No other cruise lines go there. So people wonder, why is it $1,000 to $2,000 more just for that cruise? It's because of that exclusivity. And they make sure there's not many people on the
island. Or
yeah, they own the island, and there's no one else allowed on it.
Yep.
So now on to Disney Resorts Abroad. New attraction has been announced for Shanghai Disney, possibly a roller coaster, which is pretty cool. I'm okay with that. You know, if me and the wife ever go to Shanghai to do that, that'd be fun. I doubt we would, but it'd be fun to go to Shanghai.
Right, exactly. Well, and especially since, you know, they actually announced a new ride.
Yeah, exactly. Name revealed for Alice in Wonderland BMX show coming to Disneyland Paris. Alice and the Queen of Hearts back to Wonderland. That is random.
That's going to, I want to see videos of the show. It looks, the costumes look very interesting. And I mean, I obviously,
it's a BMX show.
Shows are so popular weird. In Disney in Paris.
Apparently so. And lastly, abroad, we have the new Phantom Manor Station Master figure by Kevin and Jody coming to Disneyland Paris. It is not called the Haunted Mansion. It is called Phantom Manor. And it looks really cool. It actually looks legit creepy. Like, it doesn't look like just like a place down in the south of the United States. It looks like a creepy mansion.
Oh, yeah. And this this Station Master figurine portrays it. It almost looks Tales from the Crypty type vibes. Awesome. Looks awesome.
It fits Paris, too. So
exactly.
On to Walt Disney World. We're starting off with, they are doing the ride testing on Tiana's Bayou Adventure with water dummies. So they're fastly approaching. I would say in the next month, we'll get an announcement from Josh tomorrow, probably with like a 2-week to 3-week timeline of when it's supposed to open. So usually they do a month out with 2 weeks before being a cast member preview, a week before that being annual pass holder preview, and then it opening. So fingers crossed. We had Epcot had the first ever projection mapped topiary of Dante from Coco. Right about now, soon they'll be doing their the Garden Festival,
Home and Garden. That's what's going on right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool that they're using that for this too, because it's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. Animatronic from the Great Movie Ride is being sold on eBay. That is random.
There you go. So if somebody wants it, get your bid, or it's already sold.
Yeah. Crocs takes over former Disney Tales pet merchandise location in Disney Springs. I think Croc has to have a big deal with Disney, because
they got to.
They did the Lightning McQueen Crocs, and then I saw a dude. He's like, "Oh, I've been waiting for these," and it's a Tow Mater one. And he hooks up and he pulls Lightning McQueen because it has a hook on the back.
On the back, yep.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, shoot, and then you have like Buzz and Toy Story and all that. It's almost like every month they come out with something different.
Something different.
On it.
I mean, I got the Chewbacca ones, and they're fantastic.
Right. Yeah. The Chewbacca ones, all of that, and they've been. I mean, it's ever since. Seems like ever since they've come, Crocs have come out. That they've been a staple at the park. But think about it. I mean, I've never put a Croc on or whatnot, but everyone says they're comfortable or whatnot. And at the parks, it's not like, hey, let's go get a tennis shoe or something, where they're the perfect shoe there if something happens to yours and you need to go buy one.
I will say they are not made for long walking, because they will destroy your feet. And did you ever hear the story about Crocs? What happened with them when they first started?
No.
So the movie Idiocracy, they're all wearing Crocs in the future. Because when they first came out, no one was buying them. So the dude that was in the movie bought hundreds of pairs of plain colored Crocs. That's funny. And someone's like, who would wear this? And he was like, only idiots. And so, ironically enough, I'm one of those idiots. So
yeah, no, hey, there, you get the ones, especially during Christmas time, you get the fur line or fleece line ones or whatnot. They sell out in a second.
I have the Chewbacca ones that are fur lined. And then my regular ones that I wear in the summertime are my Realtree ones. I have Realtree ones that are great. And I have heard people say they do have a hiking version that's more expensive, that has like, it's like a strap sandal, you know, like people will hike in those strap sandals.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard those ones are very comfortable too. They're a little bit softer on the sole. So they're not as, that's the problem people don't realize. Your feet will start to hurt because the arch, there's no arch support. It's just it's a slide. That's all it is. It's made for me walking across the street to my in-laws. That's what it's made for. Maybe going to the grocery store. Maybe going to Taekwondo. Maybe that's it. Not much else.
Yeah. You're going out on quick trips. You're not going cross country on them, or like you said, a day at the parks in them.
Right. I wear them when I'm driving down to Disney, but I don't wear them when I get in the parks.
Exactly. I mean, they're easy on and off. They'd be something like, or if you're going to airport or something like that, where you're not.
I made the mistake of wearing my Buzz Lightyear Vans to Disney when Tim. I just saw the photos the other day when Tim sent me the photos of me on YouTube. Walking around in my Buzz Lightyear Vans. But Crocs is everywhere. We have a new multi-day dining reservation search feature rolls out for Walt Disney World, which is great because I've heard it's a lot easier to make your reservations and do all that. When I was there in January in California, in Disneyland, it was crazy easy. And one thing I've noticed too is a lot of the places have now, they don't do that thing where they book up the reservations completely. So they do allow walk-ups up until a certain time. So make sure if you do not find anything on this new multi-day thing, you do look for something else.
You could join the walk-up menu or whatnot on it. And I've been, because we're going to go down for beginning of spring break, and looking at just what's open and available or whatnot. And it is very easy to navigate, especially with the multi-day one. Cause if you're there for a couple of days, you could see, okay, hey, you know what? Oh, they don't have a dinner reservation for Monday, but they do for Tuesday instead of, okay, Monday, now go to Tuesday, you know, a separate.
And I mean, the cool part is too, is like, let's say you're planning to go and you're doing your reservations. Disney World doesn't do reservations anymore, but let's say for Disneyland, you have your reservation for Disneyland on this day, and you have a reservation for California Adventure. You don't have a park hopper, and both days are still available. You can flip them and just look and say, hey, look, I want to eat this place. I have to eat there. You could switch it. Or, so it's a great, I like that.
Yeah, they're making it a lot easier.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have complained about a lot of changes, so.
Yep. Well, and especially when they weren't showing all the times.
Yeah.
That was another big one. It's like, oh, wait, it didn't even show up. Now all of a sudden it shows up.
Well, like, who determines what time's dinner? Like, is lunch until 5:30? So I'm ready to eat at 5 o'clock, but I can't get the time because it's a lunch search. So I didn't search for lunch, so it says no 5 o'clock.
Yep.
So now they do the thing when we did it, you actually look up all times. Day. No, you can also look at a window too. And it'll make suggestions. Like Carnation Cafe, it made a suggestion to us, like, oh, hey, you can do this. So
right.
Entire Carousel of Progress scene fails to work with only one audio track playing. What's new?
That poor thing. I mean, it's an awesome, it's a classic, you know, it came over from the World's Fair, but yeah. Oh man, it just seems like every now and again there's
might something. Be time to put it out to pasture. Someone's been killed on that ride.
When something does go wrong, it's not like a little thing. It's like
there's
squirrels running around in it, you know?
Arms falling off of animatronics. I mean, I think that's the only ride that someone's legally been declared dead on the ride.
In Disney World. Yes, but not in Disney. There was actually two people have died in Disneyland.
Right, but that one is the only one, because usually they, like you said, they bust them out and say, oh
no, still... yeah, no, not the Disneyland one. Both of them were instantly killed.
There's the parking structure ones.
Oh no, I didn't even think about that one.
Okay, I'll tell you, there's two of those too.
Yeah, well, actually, there's like been three or four. Wasn't there just three in 1 year?
Yeah, there was three last year.
Yeah. No, the one was when Big Thunder, the train, in that first train, there was a safety malfunction and killed one, if not two people. And then when I think it was the sailing ship Columbia pulled a cleat off.
And, yes.
And that was like in the 70s or something like that. And killed someone.
Back when they didn't care about anything.
Yeah, so, and the thing that stinks, I mean, the unfortunate thing is obviously, you know, somebody passed away, but a lot of safety stuff came from it, obviously. Like, you think you're the safest that there is, and then a freak accident happens, or somebody thinks this, or assumes this, and it's not good.
And yet they let carnival rides still operate the way they are.
Yep. The ride operators the way they are.
Yep. We got new limited edition Asajj Ventress lightsabers set at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Disney World, Disneyland, and Disney Store. And this tells me she is coming back to the Bad Batch. I haven't watched this week's episodes yet. They dropped two this week because they're trying to end it on May 5th. And Asajj Ventress is going to be in the show. So this is probably tying into that. Her popularity is going to be big because she has some sort of redemption arc. So she'll be big. And she does have cool lightsabers. I like them. New Florida resident Discover Disney ticket announced. Oh, so they're going to do a resident one. I'll have to see if Connor's going to get that one.
And yeah, it seems like every now and again they'll throw something out there.
Southern California, they do it like once every 6 months. They'll do the, here's 3 months. So like the one that we did for my kid, the cheap ticket. They'll do one for Southern California where it's like $80 ticket for a 3 month period. And then they'll wait 3 months. And then they'll do a Southern California pass right before summer starts or ends. Right before summer ends.
Right before summer ends, yep.
They'll do a Southern California pass. And then usually it's blacked out all summer, all Christmas, all holidays. And it's during the week only. So, And lastly, in the Disney World pile, a new multi-day summer magic ticket offer is available for Walt Disney World.
Which, like I said, which is nice because it doesn't seem like, or maybe just because, you know, I'm not on the East Coast, that there isn't as many of those either Florida residents or, you know, for us, so I guess we Southern California, passes that are, that come available over there. It almost seems like over there, it's like once a year, maybe. But it seems like most of the time they have like these multi-day summer magic ticket offers, which
I mean, I don't think
versus just a Florida resident tickets.
I don't think you and I, since we've been doing this podcast together, we have ever had a pass like this for Disney World.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I couldn't. And like I said, if we did, it's few and far between.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't think so. So, I mean, we'll see how well it does. Because usually, if it does really well, then they don't do it again.
Exactly.
It's doesn't make any sense, but we'll see. Next, we're going to Disneyland Resort. So, first thing Tim mentioned, Disneyland Forward proposal for Disneyland Resort expansion approved by Anaheim Planning Commission because they are all favorable to Disneyland, Disney Incorporated in general. So, you got that.
Right. And that's, I mean, this is just a baby step in a lot of...
Right.
In a big step process.
You probably...
change building codes or not building codes build, you know, this was just for a parking lot, now it's going to for rides, this is just for a hotel, now it's going for, you know, rides or restaurants. So like I said, it's the first step in it, but it got okayed, so now it's on to the next step.
Well, I think they probably won't even break ground on anything at all until at least 2025, maybe 2026. So,
yeah, but I mean, but the thing is once they break ground and there's really nothing as of right now, of course, you have D23 towards the end of the year, nothing really in the tunnel for Disneyland.
Right.
You know, we got Tiana's going on right now. That'll get wrapped up by the end of the year, obviously, because it's opening. Same thing with Haunted Mansion. That's going to get wrapped up at the end of the year. No really big projects. There's been announcements, but nothing that has been groundbreaking or we're going to start on it at this time. Like I said, of course, you have D23 coming up, so there could be announcements, and their next big project could be this Disneyland Forward thing and getting timelines and more so conception art at that time, especially like I said, they have a favorable Anaheim council right now. Hopefully it stays that way. I know we just had midterm elections and then a general election coming up in November. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything that it's going to change. Cause usually that kind of is an issue down there, or can be an issue.
Yeah.
So we saw it
with the Run Disney already, so we already know what the consequences of basically making them mad, really.
Right, exactly. And I mean, when you're the biggest employer in the city, you could kind of, I don't want to say strong arm it a bit, but you know.
Well, you, I mean,
actions speak louder than words type.
There's a reason why there's that big empty space in downtown Disney that was supposed to be a hotel.
Right.
That was supposed to be a hotel. And that's why they remodeled Disneyland Hotel, because everything the city council did to them. They're like, fine, you're not going to get any money. So congratulations.
Right, exactly. So, but I mean, the nice thing is if they do plan on something when they do break ground, that it's full bore, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh man, they go hardcore. And the next step what they're doing will not require any moving of buildings like they did with Galaxy's Edge. So
right, exactly. If anything, it would be almost
demolition.
It would be more so tearing down, and if there's any buildings tearing down, but most of it would be just like tearing up asphalt parking lot.
Yeah.
So you start with literally a blank canvas, because you're not really having to tear that much down.
No, it's going to be fast, and they're going to want to do it as fast as possible, because I know that they're probably like, we should have had this done how long ago? You know what I mean?
Right. It'll be curious to see how they do it. Will it be in steps? Are they going to just go all of it all at once? Or is it going to be, hey, we're going to do this and then this and then this on it? So it'll be curious to see what they're...
I mean, I have a feeling they'll do it all at once, because we saw how poorly Avengers Campus did when everything wasn't open on day one. Yeah. And then they end up losing a ride because of it. So.
Yep, exactly. Well, and look at Mickey's Toontown on how much that, you know, when they redid that land and how many times they've had to go back. There's still a thing that hasn't even been opened yet back there. Yeah. And how much they've had to go on that. Like, I don't think it was a rush job. I think it was more so weather related, and they didn't think as bad as it was. But
I mean, still. when I was there for the grand opening of the ride, it felt like the most rushed thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Legitimately. Right.
It right. was well, and I think they were up against a deadline, and even padding it with, you know, extra days for weather related events, just the amount of events that came through and rain that came down, I think, I mean, it was unprecedented. We had a lake form in the state that hadn't been there for hundreds of years. So, but yeah, like you said, then you rush it because you have this deadline and you got to. Nice new ride back there to draw everyone back.
Yep.
It's unfortunate.
Yep. Next, I saw all the videos from the Disney Channel night. Wildcats, Mickey, and Kim Possible appear at Disneyland After Dark, Disney Channel night. Did you get the Phineas and Ferb one too?
Yeah,
I watched a couple. They were legit dancing to music from the 90s, and it was hilarious because they were getting down. It looked like so much fun.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I haven't heard anybody say that it was bad or they didn't have a good time. You know, the most complaining I heard was because you could do the Disney channel wand like they do with the Mickey ears. And I guess that was like, the whole night, even before it opened up, there was already a line in it. It was never shorter than an hour, hour and a half, because everyone wanted to do it.
That's the dream, man. You know you did it in front of the TV when you saw that on TV.
Oh, I didn't get Disney Channel. We were poor country people.
Oh, that's true.
My
grandpa had the satellite for the Portuguese stuff, so I learned how to find Disney Channel eventually.
Right, exactly. But... from all the bloggers and vloggers that I saw, everyone had a fantastic,
super positive, probably the most positive one they've had in quite a while.
Most positive one. Yep. I would say so.
So, next we have greenery has been added to Tiana's Bayou Adventure Disneyland, like on par. We're about a month and a half, 2 months behind the other one. So it's right on time. Mm-hmm. First new turnstiles with Magic Band Plus touch points installed at at Disneyland Resort theme parks, which is exciting because I know people were using them when we were there. And William, my son, loved it. He was waving his thing. It shows you how to do it when you make everything light up, and it was just really cool.
Oh, yeah. I said he would love it. But the funny thing is remember when they were first talking about this and they pulled the permit to do it? And they're like, oh, it's going to be just like Disney World and have this magic band on it, and that's how it's going to be. And they're like, no, it's not. It's not going to be anything like that. It pretty much is. The only difference is they actually have, like, gates there. They're clear plexiglass gates where at Magic Kingdom or Disney World, you just scan it, put your thumb on, it beeps, and you go through. There's no gate. Where this one, it's wider to accommodate wheelchairs and strollers more easier. And it's can be staffed with less cast members there.
Yep.
You know, like where one cast member could probably look over at least two, if not three of them. And it does have the touchpad for the magic bands, and then it's got a screen there as well that I'm sure has like a barcode reader or something underneath it, like you would do at fast passes, so you can scan your tickets or off your phone as well.
Exactly. So much easier, especially because we used it for the rider swap, and it was the coolest thing ever. It was super super easy.
Yep.
Adventureland Day happens at Disneyland. I didn't even know that was a thing, but I did see a dude dressed like Indiana Jones, and he was hugging Chewbacca, and he was like, Chewie!
Oh, yeah.
And he gave him a big hug in Galaxy's Edge, and it was kind of cool.
Yep. Yeah, if you want to see it, it's pretty cool. It's just like a big old smorgasbord of, like you said, a whole bunch of Indiana Jones, Jungle Cruise, Explorers, the Sia stuff. I'd say just look at it on YouTube. It's pretty cool, and they do a picture as well.
Yeah. After we talked about it last week, Tim sends me this because he's like, I was double checking. Disney insists that Avatar offering coming to Disneyland is an experience after Iger calls it a land.
Yep, there you go. And if it wasn't an experience, then there's no reason for Disneyland to come out and say anything. Correct. But everyone's like, oh, it's a land. Oh my gosh, it's going to be huge. It's going to be the next Star Wars land. Yeah, press the brakes.
It's maybe in the future, but now it's going to be an experience. Because, I mean, how long did they have the Star Wars stuff in that building over by...
California Adventure?
No. Pizza Planet.
Oh, yeah. In the old Carousel of Progress, launch bay. Oh, yeah. They had it back there for a while. It was like
4 or 5 years. And they were just like... And then when they finally announced Galaxy's Edge, we were actually there together. And Tim and I took a picture of us praying outside for my aunt.
Yep. Next to the Matterhorn.
We were in there, and we took right in front of the Matterhorn right there. And
yeah, because we got pictures with Boba Fett or something in there.
They did the picture of Boba Fett and then Darth Vader. And then when we went in there, they did the thing where they had, remember the diagram of what they wanted Galaxy's Edge to look like. They had like the model. So, yep. So if they were going to do something like that, I'm sure they would have planned it. You know, it could be experience, but it may eventually be a land. You never know.
Exactly.
Disneyland Resort announces movie nights, including themed meet and greets, photo ops, and Magic Key Magnet. This is a great idea. It's probably because of how well the Disney Channel night did. They probably like, we need to capitalize on this because they did a movie night every like once a month. They probably would rake it in big time.
Right. And the lines for it were crazy long.
Oh, yeah. Limited time Magic Key movie night begins at Disney California Adventure with Mulan and Alice in Wonderland characters. So.
And it's weird. They had it over in California Adventure, like it says. But over there, next to the Hyperion Theater, in between Hyperion Theater and
Guardians?
Avengers Land, where they would stage people back there in the corrals, as where they had it at. And the line was like, because they just had a whole bunch of switchbacks in there, it almost took up the whole thing.
Now, it's weird. The Rogers musical thing didn't last very long, did it?
No, it was just limited time.
Oh, I wish I could have seen it. It looked like it would be fun to see, but...
Right. I mean, there's always rumors that it's going to come back because it did so well and everything like that, and they have it already, so... And it's now sitting there doing sits vacant, yeah. Like I said, D23 is coming up, so who knows, they could announce a whole bunch of stuff down there for Disneyland, like we've been waiting for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years.
I will say that whole area over there, if I like shawarma, they got the shawarma carts all over the place in that area, trying to get people to go over there to eat and stuff, I think. So.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and before they used to have a whole bunch of tables over there as well, so you could at least get some seating over there too.
Chubby from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway popcorn bucket coming next week. It is adorable. That bird is the cutest thing ever. For those that don't know, it's the bird in the very end. You see him just chilling up there. Having fun.
It looks similar to the orange bird from Disney World.
Yes, exactly.
So I'll see if that is still down there when we're there, or if it's available.
Also, if you go, make sure Minnie Runaway Railway is different there. It has one less scene. It's longer than ours.
Hold on, what are you talking about?
Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway.
Yeah,
has California Adventure, or sorry, Disneyland. It has one extra scene than the one in Disney World.
Yeah, no, I'm going to Disneyland to get the popcorn bucket.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I thought you meant you're going to see the bird. Okay, never mind.
No. Right. Like I said, hopefully it's either still there or not sold out or whatnot.
You know what's crazy is when we went in January, they had all those popcorn buckets that came out, and every kiosk had different ones that were all still available. It was not hard to find one.
Well, it's weird. Sometimes they just gobble them up, and other times you could. It's no problem.
And that's usually what happens when I buy one. I bought the Oogie Boogie one. I bought the AT-AT one. Still got them. But they mm-hmm. had them both for a long time. So,
yep.
Extravaganza Easter Egg Hunt returns at Disneyland Resort for 2024 with three new maps and character-inspired prizes. I always thought it was cool to see it, but I was like, I don't have enough time in the day. That's like when you go there more often and you can just sit there and look for them kind of thing.
Right, exactly. Or if you have like a kid and we're specifically going to carve out, you know, these 1 to 2 hours and just go and look for them.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really take that long, but they're just across the whole park.
Well, and I remember when they used to do it, when we had passes, remember they had each park had their own list and Downtown Disney had their own list. So yep. You'd walk and it was cool because I believe one of them had like faces. One of them was just a color scheme, and then one of them was like a mixture of both, and it was a lot of eggs you had to find.
Yep, yep, no, exactly.
We got our
or
first
what look. You can do is just not do the egg hunt because you're paying for it for the map. You could just grab the map and then okay, give me my prize at the end and not do it.
You could do that. We got our first look at the new Pixar Fest merchandise coming to Disneyland Resort. You know. And also got Pixar Food Booths coming in on California Adventure during Pixar Fest. I think they're learning that the food events make a lot more money than they think. Because how many people plan to go? Like, I forgot that it was the Lunar New Year celebration last year. And I spent yep. more money on that little thing eating food. I probably would have bought a second pass because the food yep. was that good. Yep. You know, so.
No, exactly. Yeah, they say the... like for food, the Lunar New Year is really well, especially if you want that Asian-inspired stuff. And they have the booths there already. And then the food and wine that's going on right now is another one that they bring back, you know, the staples every year that everyone likes. And then new ones as well. Obviously, it is called the food
so they could just leave. So. They could just leave the booths there and just put different signs, even though they're red and yellow for the Chinese New Year. I don't think. Oh, yeah. You know, they could just that's smart. So they're probably going to redecorate the outside, but hey.
Oh yeah, I mean you have the booths are basically just like a bigger tough shed, so it's easy to move them in and out.
Whoa! I didn't see this one. Hollywoodland nighttime parties return with Club Pixar at Disney California Adventure. So like the Mad Tea Party.
Like how it used to have the Mad Tea Party, Electronica, all of that. So that's coming back. So they're going to capitalize on that.
Mad Tea Party was fun, man.
Which is smart. Yep.
That was when the social clubs, that was the big thing. Sunday night, hundreds of clubs out there just hanging out. It's great. I'm glad. New floats revealed for the Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration parade. Hey, check it out if you want it. Alien Pizza Planet popcorn bucket coming to Disneyland Resort for Pixar Fest. Oh my gosh.
It looks awesome. It looks just like what you think it would look like.
That's awesome. New Black Panther gauntlet arrives at Disney California Adventure. That's a weird one. Because it's kind of like...
Yeah, I didn't... I looked at the picture, I'm like, oh, that's already there. But obviously it's a Black Panther one.
Yeah. New Guardians of the Galaxy cassette tape ear headband rocks on at Disney's California Adventure. So they had that one at Disney World already.
Yep. But finally made its way to the West Coast. Usually it's about 2-3 weeks behind.
Yeah. Minnie Mouse Flowerbed returns to Disneyland for Women's History Month 2024. So they changed it out
once in a while. March is Women's History Month, if I believe so.
Yes, it is.
So
there you go. Right now, Tim won't get to see it. Lastly, this one. New lawsuit claims Disneyland underpaid maintenance workers and forced them to pay for tools. Are they unionized, the maintenance guys?
I would assume so, but maybe they're not. And I think it all depends on what type of work you do. If,
right.
You know, is everyone unionized? Is it just maintenance in general? Is it just plumbers, HVAC just is, but these ones aren't? I don't know. And the other thing is and I didn't look too much into it because it could be just, you know, a couple of guys getting together and be like, hey, you know, rabble, rabble, rabble type deal.
Right.
But if it's one of those things where it says, hey, you have to buy your tools when you get hired on, or, you know, they'll be on loan from us. Cause I know some companies will do that where it's like,
right,
hey, if you put in 5-10 years of service, the tools are yours, but we give them to you because there might be specialized equipment or whatnot.
Exactly.
Or that way we know if you go somewhere and you say, oh, I don't have that, it's like, no, you should have that because we gave it to you. And if not, then now that's on you to replace or whatever the reasoning is. Some companies will do that. So I don't know. With so many different unions and job titles at Disney, I don't know. Well, it's just like, what was it last month where they were unionizing and I thought they were already union for something. I forgot what it was.
It's going to be, I don't know, man. So that's the tough part too about this whole situation. Cause like, so when I worked at Ecolab, in certain states, you weren't even allowed to touch the electrical. Like you had to put the machine in and they'd had to run the electrical cause it's union work. So right. I don't know how it works in Southern California, cause it might be different. They might require union workers to do certain things. But I have noticed that most of the guys that I've seen in maintenance are like Russian or, you know, like they're from that general area and
right.
They may not have even known better, you know, because a lot of times you think, hey, look, I did maintenance on this and they get someone that's good at doing certain things. They might take advantage of them. You don't know. And until they, you know, figure this out, because someone could have told them, that's the tough part. It says they're suing Disneyland. It could have been a supervisor that told the guy, hey, you broke this wrench. That's very expensive. You need to buy a new one. You know, maybe it's a specialized wrench like Tim said. So we don't know who actually told them they had to pay for it or who forced them to pay for it. Or it couldn't even been a thing where they were taking something out of their paycheck and then they realized, what the heck is this charged for? And that's what it was for.
Yep. Who knows?
It's not good. But we'll see probably soon enough what they're going to do with it, because they are not excited about lawsuits. They solve them pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all we got for you this week. We want to thank you guys all for coming through. Make sure you reach out to us on Facebook. Just search FOMOcast in the groups. We post all the articles we post on here. We add a little bit different little things every once in a while that we find on the internet and new stuff that pops up in between too. So thank you guys all for listening. We greatly appreciate it. For the FOMOcast, I'm Chris.
I'm Tim.
And we will see you guys next time.